From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike Friday near the town of al-Shadadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shushani, or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of taking out so-called high-value targets as a way of defeating the IS group.
It's not even clear that removing the very, very top guys really has a meaningful effect in terms of reducing the ability of the group to mount operations or in terms of expediting the demise of the organization.
The U.S. had placed a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head. He was a Syrian-based Georgian national who held numerous top positions in the IS group. Political talks between Syria and the opposition are set to formally resume Wednesday, although key players will likely be absent. A spokesperson for UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said some participants will not arrive until March 13th or 14th. The talks are aimed at ending a five-year conflict that has killed more than a quarter million and driven millions from their homes. Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it's dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round, won by incumbent President Mahamadou Issoufou, as, quote, grotesque and cooked up. It says its candidate, Hama Amadou, will not take part in the second round scheduled March 20th, but promised to keep working to keep Mr. Issoufou from winning another term. This is VOA News.